Well, it's definitely a different plan than originally expected, but each year you have to have a balanced offense and different personnel grouping. So what we have planned is being a big three wide receiver team, and with Marquise down, we have to find somebody to step in, and we've added players and we've tried different guys. And with that, then we have to have a good balance. We feel like we have a good group of tight ends still with the three that are left, and we have a good fullback. So for us to be able to go into a game with a balanced game plan now with 21 personnel, 12 personnel, somebody's phone, 12 personnel, 21 personnel. It was this one. It was yours. We just need balance, and we're gonna, and we can adjust. The offense is built to adjust that way, and that's what you have to do during the year. We just have an opportunity to work on it prior to the year. You know, this is a perfect setup. To be honest, it's perfect. It's perfectly set up where we're playing the Super Bowl champions. It's game three of preseason. We're trying to see where we are, and if we're doing great, we can't get too big-headed, and if we're doing poorly, we can't get too down. We still have a couple weeks before the season starts, and we're still in that evaluation mode, although we are timing the offense. We are working with guys to have a rhythm with the offense, and I thought, although not always successful, you can't always, in preseason, you can't always rely on the result of a play on how much success you had in that play. So what I'm saying is, if 10 guys that you were planning on did well and one guy didn't that you might not be planning on, the whole offense isn't going down because that one guy had that problem. Now, when the season starts, yeah, that's a problem. But so we feel it's good. It's going to be a loud stadium. It's going to be a great atmosphere. It's a chance for us to work on silent cadence. And work on, we're going to go to the West Coast, so we have to spend the week understanding how we're going to prepare our minds and our bodies and our time clocks to play on the West Coast, because we're going to have to do it again in a couple weeks in the regular season. We've absolutely noticed, I think everybody in the building has noticed, a difference in Jay, none of us knew Jay very well before getting here last year, and we worked through the year, and that first year is always hard on everybody. But what we see and what I see in Jay Cutler right now is a guy that's leading the group, a guy that is approachable and is working to make everybody better, because he realizes that it's important that everybody's on the same page with him. And he's worked with receivers, he talked with linemen, he's working with the running backs constantly. And that's a maturity on his part of knowing the offense, knowing what we want as coaches, and feeling good about being the leader that he is. So it's been a very good start of the year that way. You know, Santonio was here. Probably he had signed his contract, and 60 minutes later he was on the field with Jay throwing routes. So, and that was totally Jay and him doing it. And just getting in timing, getting a feel for how fast he is, the speed, how he's going to look in and out of cuts. And so they started right away, and they've continued since.